Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Tan Chung Han. And on the line, we have Mohammad Reza Abdulrahman, Deputy Head of MIDF Research.
So again, it's headed now. Congratulations, Mohammad Reza, on that night pankat there. All right, Mohammad Reza, every Monday, MIDF publishes its weekly fund flow report. So give us an update here. What did we see last week?
Morning, Han. For the week ending 11 August, data showed that there has been a 63.1 million ringgit of net outflow, with foreign selling peaking on Friday as foreigners disposed a net amount of 93.5 million ringgit, the highest in a day since July 5th. However, so far, foreign investors have only been net sellers for only 6 weeks this year compared to 2016. Despite last week's foreign withdrawal, the cumulative year-to-date number was relatively little change at a net inflow of 10.7 billion ringgit.
So net inflow, 10.7 billion ringgit. So when it comes to these foreign fund flows, how has Malaysia fared compared to its peers in the region?
Compared to Asian peers, Malaysia has done pretty well. Our net inflow of approximately $2.5 billion is about 5 times higher than those recorded in Indonesia and the Philippines. Indonesia was initially tracking Malaysia for most of this year, but has since June saw a massive net outflow of foreign funds.
All right, now let's get more granular here. Which domestic sectors or counters have benefited the most from these net inflows by foreign investors?
As of first half 2017, the sectors that have benefited the most is the banking sector, which easily make up about 40% of total inflow. And being the backbone of the KLCI index, the inflow into CIMB, Maybank and Public Bank totaling about 3.8 billion ringgit have also resulted in the rise in the FBM KLCI index as well. A surprise sector sitting on second spot was the gaming sector, which saw Genting as a top counter with 2.3 billion ringgit of inflow, which roughly translated about 6% in foreign shareholding level increase. This is followed by Genting Malaysia, where the inflow about 616 million ringgit. The other three sectors that made up the top five include plantations, namely Sime Darby, IOI and KLK, with an inflow of 1.6 billion ringgit. Air transport, especially Malaysia Airports, with an inflow of 759 million ringgit, and marine transport with MISC recording an inflow of 487 million ringgit.
All right, so now on the flip side, which sectors or counters have global funds been pulling out of?
Out of the top 100 stocks by market capitalization that we track, only 26 recorded a net outflow totaling about 1.2 billion ringgit. And close to half of those value was attributed to a single stock. Astro saw a 565 million ringgit of net outflow, which translated to approximately 4% loss of foreign shareholding. This was followed by Lafarge, which saw a net outflow of 92 million ringgit in first half 2017. SV Certia with 85 million ringgit outflow, and British American Tobacco and Heineken with 82 million ringgit and 61 million ringgit outflows respectively.
All right, Mohammad Reza, so you know, how should local investors, how should we view these fund flows?
I think we should view this positively since this showed foreign investors' confidence in our market. Besides, our market is still the world's longest bull market. Since January 28th, the KLCI has not had a 20% correction, which is the level indicating a bear market.
All right, final question here. So will these flows be, these inflows specifically, be sustained for the rest of 2017? And if so, what factors would drive foreign funds to keep pumping money into Malaysian equities?
Moving forward, there are a few factors that could impact the inflow of foreign funds. External geopolitical factors such as the Qatar boycott by the Gulf countries and the tension between US and North Korea affects market sentiment. We had already seen the latter's effect last Friday when FBM KLCI fell 11 points, putting a question mark whether are we going to see short-term investors pulling out of our country. On the other hand, internally, market is expected to be on an uptrend, a bit at a lower climbing pace than that seen during the first half of the year, underpinned by continuous earning expansion this year, especially for the banking, plantation and telco sectors. Therefore, we do expect a bit of market to experience higher price volatility for the second half of the year, which will provide a good trading opportunity for both short-term and long-term investors, for both local and foreign. For the long-term investor, weaknesses in share price will definitely present a good opportunity to pick up dividend yielding stocks. And for the short-term investors, they can look forward to taking advantage of price volatility to make short-term profits. Hopefully, this will help the average daily trading volume to still hover at around 2 billion shares level. All in all, we still remain sanguine our market, and we maintain BMKCI 2017 year-end target of 1830 points.
Thank you very much, Mohammad Reza bin Abdul Rahman, the head of MIDF Research. Newly minted or not, I don't know, but definitely the head.
All right, so yeah, looks like there's a bit more upside to the FBMKLCI. Again, you know, MIDF Research thinks that it will hit 1830 by the year end. Right now, again, just to give you an update, it's at 1,770, so 1770 right there, up about 0.2%. Now, if I can take a closer look at some of the stocks that Mohammad Reza very kindly mentioned there. So, you know, one of the surprising sectors was the gaming sector, at least in terms of attracting foreign investor inflows.
So that's casinos and such.
Yeah, well, so Genting Malaysia right now is at RM5.90, up 1.6% as Mohammad Reza was speaking. So, you know,
is it a real sector? Is it Genting the only thing in that sector?
Yeah, I think Genting Malaysia, and also Genting. But Genting Malaysia right now up 1.6%. So far this year, they have been up over by over 30%. Looking at some of the other positive winners from these foreign inflows, you know, IOI, KLK, Sime W, all right now actually unchanged. So a pretty quiet day for plantation stocks right now. Likewise, the other stocks that he mentioned, Malaysia Airports and also MISC, all right now unchanged as we speak.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.